Hi again, everybody, and welcome to the Radio Guys Recap. The Bengals win their final home game of the year, 26-17 over the Detroit Lions. I'm Dan Hoard, alongside Dave Lapham, still in his number 50 jersey after being honored at halftime as one of the top 50 retired players in Bengals history. It was the Giovanni Bernard Show in the Bengals' final home game. He ran for 116 yards, his third career 100-yard rushing performance. He had 52 more as a receiver. And Lap, I don't know that there's anybody in this locker room that commands more respect from his teammates than Giovanni Bernard, and they were delighted for him on Sunday against the Lions.
Teammates, coaches, front office, fans, universal respect, and well-earned, well-deserved. When you think about it, a reconstruction of the ACL, the rehab that took place there, for him to come back and do what he's doing down the stretch of the season is nothing short of remarkable. They felt like Joe Mixon was the guy they were going to lean on. He came back from concussion protocol and was cleared to play. He was going to be the Gio today. He went down with the ankle injury. Gio steps up and unbelievable, 30 touches. You know, he carries it 23 times and catches the ball 7 times. So he ran it, he caught it, and he blocked. I mean, his pass protection, every time he was called upon for blitz pickup, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. So a complete running back that executed every phase of his game to the utmost and helped his football team win. And I have to give also a tip of the cap to the offensive line. Clint Bowling's a pro's pro. Kicks out there to left tackle, going against Ziggy Ansah. I mean, no easy task. And the young guys, Redmond and Westerman, did a job at left guard. They had fun. First, third, second, fourth quarter, they alternated. They got it done. Eric Winston, the KG vet at the right tackle position, recognizing safety blitzes and communicating with Andy Dalton. Everybody had a hand in it up front and in the backfield for Gio, and the whole thing was a good thing to watch. I mean, they controlled tempo. They ran more plays than the opponent. They controlled the clock. All those things were excellent to see on Christmas Eve.
Well, the Bengals as a team wound up with 142 rushing yards, which is about double what they've averaged this season. Did they find something at guard with Westerman and Redmond?
They move people. I'm telling you, they move people against their will. Big body guys. I mean, with Bodine, when they were doubling and rubbing to the next level, sometimes they double the down lineman into the linebacker. And that's, as an offensive line, that's when you know you got it going on. You know, if the lineman's getting washed into the linebacker, linebackers don't like that. They get agitated when their defensive linemen are in their lap. So it was good to see. I thought that they got movement at the point of attack at the line of scrimmage repetitively. And, you know, everybody, I don't want to short Trey Hopkins. I mean, he made a lot of great blocks in space, you know, as a pulling guard and getting pancaking people in space. So it was one of those days where the offense knew they had to step up, and they did. And because Andy, you know, didn't have one of his better games, but he was enough in support of what they were doing running the football, and it was good to see.
3 weeks ago, the Bengals had the longest streak of any team in the NFL at not giving up 30 points in a game. Well, they gave up 30 2 weeks ago to the Bears. They gave up 30-plus last week to the Vikings. Defense was really playing for pride today. They had Vontaze Burfict back for at least part of the game. Dre Kirkpatrick back for the entire game. They did a nice job against a very good offensive team.
They did. You know, with Matt Stafford, to have Dre back, we talked about it in the pregame show. You know, Vontaze coming back from concussion protocol and Dre, they're back for how long? Well, Vontaze, it wasn't the concussion problem. He had a shoulder injury after making a hit on Stafford, taking him to the ground. That ended up with Vinnie Ray's interception. He gets hurt. But Dre Kirkpatrick, you know, was able to survive the entire game. That allowed, you know, Darquez Denard to play in the slot. So Darquez had to go outside when Dre was down. You know, now you have Shaw playing slot corner, so you have guys out of position. Not that they can't play, but it's not their best spots to be playing. So now you have all hands on deck, and you get guys lined up where they're best against a guy like Matt Stafford, you know, and it was good to have that. I just feel like you know, you're playing spoiler. You've knocked Detroit out of the playoffs, but you want to win games. Pride, you're playing for pride. Your tape right now is your resume, and the guys put forth a nice resume in today's effort on Christmas Eve.
And they were also possibly playing for Marvin Lewis. Nobody really wanted to discuss it because his fate has not officially been determined. Marvin has definitely downplayed the final home game right angle. But if it turns out to be Marvin Lewis's final home game as the Bengals head coach, he got to walk off that field with his chin held high, a winner.
I think it's a microcosm of what he was about, you know. I mean, he came in here, took a downtrodden franchise to respectability immediately with an 8-8 record. But then he continued to climb the ladder of success and took him to the playoffs and took him there multiple times. So sustained a level of excellence. Turning it around is the first step, and it's difficult. But then sustaining it and building on it is even more difficult. And he did it all. You know, and you know, today or this season, look at them against the Green Bay Packers. Look at them in the first half against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's who they could have been. And it's so frustrating when you see that it didn't unfold that way, when it turned into the season that it turned into. But just when everybody counts you out, Marvin Lewis rallies the troops, and they go out and they play hard, and they win one for Marvin, which could be his last game at Paul Brown Stadium. To go out a winner, I think, is a big deal. You know, and even though nobody wanted to talk about it, I think everybody felt it.
It's not the final game of the year, just the final home game of the year. The Bengals will head to Baltimore next week. Now, they did end each of the last two regular seasons with a win over Baltimore. We'll see if they can do it again on the road next week.
For Happy Dave, New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as of next week. For Dave Lapham and our photographer, Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out the Radio Guys Recap here on Bengals.com.